A new study published in Neuroregulation examines an innovative approach to smoking cessation using transcranial direct current stimulation, TDCS. The research, led by Marta Rebull and colleagues from the University of Valencia and other institutions, titled Prefrontal TDCS for Smoking Cessation, focus on the number of sessions and motivation to quit offers promising insights for professionals working in neurofeedback and neuromodulation. The study is particularly relevant given that tobacco use remains a leading preventable cause of death globally, claiming over 8 million lives annually. Method. The researchers conducted a randomized, placebo-controlled trial with 26 healthy smokers, applying TDCS to the dorsolateral prefrontal cortex, DLPFC, over 10 sessions across 2 weeks. This brain region is crucial for decision-making and self-control, making it a logical target for addiction treatment. The TDCS treatment protocol used in this study was implemented using a Brain Premier E1 TDCS device, which had received EU approval for medical use. The researchers followed the international 10-20 system for electrode placement, positioning the anode over the right frontal area, F4, and the cathode over the left frontal area, F3. They used round electrodes measuring 6 cm in diameter, which were soaked in a 0.9% sodium chloride saline solution. Before placing the electrodes, the researchers carefully cleaned the scalp area with 96% alcohol. The stimulation itself was delivered at 2 milliamperes for 20 minutes during each session. Sessions were conducted daily, Monday through Friday, over a 2-week period, resulting in a total of 10 sessions. For participant safety and comfort, the device was programmed to gradually ramp up the current over 30 seconds at the beginning of each session and ramp down similarly at the end. Throughout each session, participants were seated comfortably and listened to relaxing music through earphones. The study included a carefully designed placebo condition. While maintaining the same electrode placement protocol, the device was turned off for the sham group. To effectively maintain the study's double-blind nature, the researchers added a small amount of capsaicin, 0.75 mg per g cream, to the saline solution. This innovative approach helped simulate the typical tingling sensation associated with active TDCS, making it difficult for participants to determine whether they were receiving active or sham treatment. To monitor the participants' experience and any potential side effects, the researchers had participants complete the ONTOL questionnaire after each session. The results showed similar sensation reports between both groups, suggesting their placebo strategy was effective in maintaining the blind. This careful attention to the placebo condition represents one of the study's methodological strengths, as it helped ensure that any observed differences between groups could be attributed to the actual stimulation rather than expectancy effects. Results. The results showed significant promise. Participants receiving active TDCS experienced meaningful reductions in both cigarette consumption and cravings during the intervention period. The active group showed notably less consumption than the placebo group during treatment, with a large effect size, Cohen's d equals 0.95. Importantly, the researchers found that motivation to quit smoking and the initial number of cigarettes smoked were key predictors of treatment success. Limitations. However, the study's findings come with important caveats that practitioners should consider. Perhaps most significantly, the positive effects weren't maintained at the 1-month follow-up, suggesting that longer or more frequent treatment protocols might be necessary for lasting change. The relatively small sample size, 26 participants, also limits the generalizability of the findings. Strengths. One of the study's strengths lies in its careful methodology, including using capsaicin in the placebo condition to effectively blind participants to their treatment condition. The researchers also took a comprehensive approach to measurement, tracking both behavioral outcomes and subjective experiences of craving. Conclusion. For neurofeedback professionals, this research highlights the potential of combining motivation assessment with neuromodulation techniques. The finding that treatment effectiveness was influenced by baseline motivation levels suggests that practitioners might want to incorporate motivational assessment and potentially motivational enhancement strategies into their treatment protocols. The study adds to a growing body of evidence supporting the use of neuromodulation techniques for addiction treatment, while also highlighting the need for continued research into optimal treatment protocols and ways to maintain long-term benefits. It serves as a valuable contribution to the field's understanding of how neuromodulation can be effectively applied in clinical practice, particularly for addressing addictive behaviors.